Thank you very much. I'm very grateful to get this opportunity to speak from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'm definitely not qualified. I beg the blessings of all the devotees who are gathered here, and perhaps some are listening online. I pray that I will be able to speak something which will purify myself and may be beneficial to all of you and to myself also. So, just to give a reference, what's going on. So Mahaprabhu is planning to leave Jagannath Puri. He's planning to go on his travels. And at this moment, Gadadhar Prabhu obviously is unable to tolerate the separation from Mahaprabhu. And so this is actually this pastime that we are reading. It's a lesson on the highest level of devotion, where you will see after these few verses that love is expressing itself through sacrifice, through obedience, through separation. Srila Prabhupada explains that Chaitanya Charitamrita is not meant for casual reading. The verses reveal the internal emotional exchanges between the Lord and His eternal associates. So we heard last Saturday that Gadadhar Prabhu has taken Kshetra Sannyas, right? So he has taken a promise not to leave Jagannath Puri. But we also know who Gadadhar Pandit actually is. He's none other than Radharani. So how can he bear the pain of separation from Mahaprabhu? And thus he says, last week we heard this term, he says, let my vow go to Rasatal. Rasatal means hellish planets, to hell. I don't care about my promise. Let it go to hell. All I care about you is that I want to be with you. And he also takes responsibility. He says, okay, I know I'm breaking my promise, but whatever results will come because of that, I am willing to bear the responsibility for that. I'm taking responsibility. And very nicely, His Grace Bhutabhavana Prabhu was explaining that how we also should take responsibility for our own actions. Many times we think, you know, Prabhu was referring to this, I've taken initiation, now it's my guru's responsibility. Everything is my guru's responsibility. It doesn't work like that, right? We also have to take responsibility. So before we come to verse 145, just to go on the previous few verses so that you know, we get the flow. So Mahaprabhu, he takes Gadadhar hand, Hate Dhari. Hate Dhari is he's holding his hand. And he displays pranaya rosha. What is pranaya rosha? It is anger of love. Now, this is very interesting. What do you mean by anger of love? So this is not material anger. But the closest that comes to understanding this kind of anger is when a mother or a father is chastising the son. Because when they are son or daughter, a child, when they are worried, suddenly the child has run out on the road and the mother might scream out. That is not actual anger. That is not an anger out of irritation or out of any kind of ego. It is an anger arising out of affection. So likewise, when Mahaprabhu is holding Gadadhar's hand and speaks to him with pranaya rosha, with prema kosha, it is prema, prema kopa. It's anger, but it is out of love, right? We have various pastimes in the Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita where we see this kind of anger. One famous pastime, of course, is Damodar Leela. When Yashoda Mai sees Krishna has broken all these butter pots, he's feeding the monkeys, you know, all these butter that she has churned with so much effort, love for Krishna, and she sees that he's giving it all to the monkeys. So what does she do? She takes a stick and she's running behind him. Obviously, she never had the intention of hitting Krishna. That is, of course, not imaginable for her. But that anger was for binding Krishna with love so that he doesn't get into any more trouble, right? There are many famous pastimes from Mahaprabhu's Leela also. Anybody can think of a few? Any pastimes that you can think where Mahaprabhu displayed his anger? Jagai Mata, yes, yes. But that time he was actually also angry. But yes, he did come to love then. Any other pastimes? Yes.
He was angry with the police chariot.
Yes, and same thing with Mukundadat also. With Mukundadat, he was angry because he was like a chameleon, he said. When he goes to the impersonalist, he starts talking about their philosophy. Then he comes to the Vaishnavas, he talks this philosophy. So he called Mukundadat a chameleon. He said, don't bring Mukundadat in front of me. He's a chameleon. He changes colors, right? He also got angry on Haridas, right? When Haridas went to beg alms and, you know, he looked at this this lady and he said, oh, you've broken your vow of brahmacharya. So he was angry. He also was angry on this very beautiful pastime where Nityanand Prabhu breaks his sannyas danda. Remember at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very angry. He said, I don't want to see you. I'm walking alone to Jagannath Puri. I don't want you to come with me. He was very angry. But was he actually angry? He wasn't actually angry. So this is the same way here where Mahaprabhu is not actually angry on Gadadhar. Right? Of course, we will see the reasons why Mahaprabhu is doing this. Then in the next couple of verses, Mahaprabhu says to Gadadhar, you've abandoned Gopinath's service. You know, you've broken your promise. You've come this far. Because remember last week when Bhutbhavana Prabhu was discussing, he said, Gadadhar did not listen and he walked. He also said to Mahaprabhu, I'm not walking with you. I am going to see Sachimata. I have my own relation with Sachimata, right? So I'm going on my path, you go your path, you know. However, Mahaprabhu then calls him again after some distance. He says, you know, you've come this far now. That's enough. Go back, you know. And the most important thing he says, you actually wanting to go with me is a desire for your sense gratification. This is Mahaprabhu speaking to Gadadhar. Krishna speaking to Radharani in one sense, you know. But you're breaking two religious principles. What are the two religious principles that Gadadhar Prabhu is breaking? What are the religious principles that he's breaking? One is his vow that he had taken of Kshetra Sannyas. Second is his seva towards Tota Gopinath. That was his seva. He had promised that he's going to, you know, follow that. So what we see here is even pure devotees like Gadadhar Pandit must follow dharma, right? And sometimes we see that love for the Lord is expressed through following the orders and instructions of the superiors, right? Mahaprabhu continues. He says, if you come, your vow will be broken, your service to Gopinath will be lost, you must stay here. What does Gadadhar Prabhu say? Hell with it. And he says, wherever you are, it is Puri. Wherever Mahaprabhu is, that is Jagannath Puri. Without you, Puri is empty anyways. Right? So externally, Mahaprabhu is asking Gadadhar to go back. He is giving him instructions. He's talking about dharma. He's talking about discipline. Internally, Mahaprabhu's heart is breaking. He also does not enjoy separation from his devotees. He does not like it, right? Of course, we will go further and we will see why he still insists that he should go back. His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami says, the Lord sometimes refuses a devotee, not because he doesn't want them, but because he wants their service more than their company. Okay? So Mahaprabhu continues. He says, you know, if you love me, you must return to Puri. And this goes on. Obviously, Gadadhar Prabhu is not arguing. He's not saying anything. But he's also not willing to go back. He's just still there. Eventually, when Mahaprabhu just gets on the boat and starts going, Gadadhar faints. And when he faints, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says to him, get up, Gadadhar. This is Mahaprabhu's leela. Don't you remember what happened during the Kurukshetra war? During Mahabharata, what happened? Krishna broke his vow, right? Jai Shri Radha. So, what was that verse? I'll just read that again. Sarvabhauma says, you should know that Lord Krishna himself violated his own promise just to keep the promise of grandfather Bhishma. He said, these are such are the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? So now we come to today's verse. Yeah. Now in today's verse, you notice that the verse is focusing on Bhishma pastime. So there is a parallel being drawn between what's happening currently with Gadadhar Pandit and what happened with Bhishma Dev, right? And how, let's see how what the parallels are. Now, how many of you know what happened on the Kurukshetra battle with Bhishma Dev? You know the story, many of you may know this. We'll just refer to it like in brief. So, as we know, the Pandavas and Kauravas are fighting this battle. Bhishma Dev, although he is very much in love with the Pandavas, he is on the side of the Kauravas because of his vow that he will always serve the kingdom of Hastinapur. Right? However, Duryodhan is not happy with Bhishma Dev's behavior on the battlefield in the sense that he feels that Bhishma Dev is not giving his 100%. He's not fighting well enough. Such a great warrior, and so many days have passed by, and he's not been able to attack or kill the Pandavas. So Duryodhan actually has some harsh words to say to Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev getting upset, he says, tomorrow I will kill the Pandavas. And he prepares 5 arrows for it. You remember? He prepares 5 arrows for it. Now Krishna being Krishna, although Krishna says, I will not pick up any weapon on the battlefield, but without picking up weapons, he manages to do everything. Correct? You know, there's so many things he does. He teaches Yudhishthir, go and tell, I forget the name, Dronacharya, Ashwathama is dead. You know, there's so many things that Krishna is doing behind the scenes. Now, Krishna knows about these 5 arrows and what he says to Arjuna, Arjuna, go to the Kaurava camp, go to Duryodhan. And you know how this, it's so lovely how this battle is being fought. In the day they have fights, and in the evening they respect each other, they have completely loving relationships. So even when Arjuna goes to Duryodhan, Duryodhan being the older brother, he says to Arjuna, what have you come for? What do you want? And Arjuna says, I want those 5 arrows. And Duryodhan had no choice. He was the older brother. He has to give whatever his younger brother will ask for. And he gave those 5 arrows. And obviously then he went and complained to Bhishma. He said, now what? Now what are you going to do? Those 5 arrows are gone. And at that time, Bhishma gets a little upset. And he says, okay, tomorrow I will see to it that Krishna has to break his promise. What was Krishna's promise? Krishna's promise that he will not pick up any weapon in this fight. But now Bhishma has said, I will see to it that Krishna has to break his promise. And do you remember what happened? Because Bhishma said, either I'm going to kill Arjuna today or Krishna has to break his promise. And they had Arjuna and Bhishma there. They had fierce battles. It was, you know, if any of you have seen Mahabharata on television in India growing up, lots of people nodding their heads. You know, I wouldn't say it was a bad reference. I think it was a quite a good reference. They did a lot of research, so there's lots of good things that they picked up from. And for us growing up in the 80s and 90s, I think that was our reference to Mahabharata. That was our understanding. Of course, and then we've read so many books and so many things. But so we know what's happening here. Bhishma, he's taken this, you know, he says either today Arjuna is going to die. So that means my promise will be fulfilled where I've said to Duryodhana, I'm going to kill the Pandavas. Or Krishna will have to break his promise. And when the battle is going on, it is so fierce that actually Arjuna could have died. Obviously, when there is Krishna, there is no chance of that happening. But when you see it from external viewpoint, it felt like there was no hope for Arjuna. And it is at that time that Krishna got off the chariot and he
Thank you.